Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. Don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put into a
sack. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
here, the truth is here. I want truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And with that, welcome to the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi, and we are back for a powerful two-hour music show right here on RCR Reality Check Radio. But remember to get those requests in 2057, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. As usual, the music on today's show holds nothing but depth, power, and meaning, and hopefully provokes some thought within you. Right now, as I speak, Auckland Domain has the Freedom and Rights Coalition's get-together. There are elements of this kaupapa that I agree with and elements that I do not agree with. However, I support anyone who stands up for what they believe in and gets out there and does so. But we should also, however, respect others' rights to do the same, even if it is something we do not agree with, because that is freedom. I will never understand how people can claim they fight for freedom, but it's only for the freedom of those who are in political, racial, religious, or ideological agreement with them. The more and more I observe everything and watch this nation, the more and more I see how divided we truly are. Therefore, we will never be free. I believe in freedom for all, no matter your race, politics, religion, sexual orientation, ideological perspective, as long as you are acting in a manner of integrity, a manner of respect, a manner of understanding for the next man or woman who may not see things your way and you may not see things their way, but we all deserve freedom, don't we? This world could end tomorrow, and here we are as humans, divided and arguing over every little thing possible, every little thing they dangle in front of us in order to divide and conquer. Why don't we just live free, instead of arguing and bickering all the time? Is it just me, or does anyone else go on a journey with the music I play here on my show? None of these songs are at random. Every song links together and connects us through a journey with meaning and purpose. If you're listening on the website or app to the replay, unfortunately you won't get the full context of what I'm speaking on coinciding with the music I play. Because from start to finish, my show is a journey, and listening back without the music takes a lot away from the energy within what I called it all about and the music. Written on the dollar underneath the Masonic seal. What a way to end today's show. Those last songs that I just played, well, two of three, are 30 years old. They are songs that I've been listening to since their release. They are songs that speak volumes today, let alone 30 years ago, which goes to show what you may think is a new issue or problem of today has been happening 30, 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago. These are not new problems of the world, of humanity. And aroha mai, I know some of you may have found those songs a bit too hardcore than usual, but we are not weak jellyfish around here on the Truth Speaker Show, are we? Some days we do get a little bit more hardcore than usual, and that is okay. That song you did just hear was Bin Laden by the legend Immortal Technique, released in 2005. It has so many quotables that I do not know where to start. But let's look at this line. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold him that after Ronald Reagan's election. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. Bush knocked down the towers. Just a few quotables from that song by Immortal Technique titled Bin Laden. And that is how I'm going to love you and leave you on today's show. It has been an honor, as usual. I will be back next Saturday. Just briefly before I go though, hikoi mō titiriti. I love it. I love seeing people get up and get out and make a stand. I love seeing the kotahitanga, the unity. I love seeing all walks of life coming together and uniting for a common cause. I love the energy, the mauri, the movement. However, the bill is and was never going to make it past its second reading. That is the treaty principle bill I'm speaking about. It was never going to make it past its second reading, so is this all just smoke and mirrors from Te Pāti Māori to claim a win when it doesn't proceed past first or second reading? Aroha mā, I think it was first reading. It was never going to make it past second reading. I mean, that's cool if it is, because it will bring a sense of life into Māoridom. Māoridom, which has today a whole new wave of people coming through. It isn't the same Māoridom of old. There is a huge shift, and something like this will only add mana. But I have to call it how I see it. And if the bill was only ever going to go to first reading, introduction, then first reading, then I have to ask, is there a political stunt behind all of this? I also get that hikoi mō titiriti is bigger than just Seymour and his drama, but I personally wouldn't be investing too much energy into Seymour and his attention seeking. I would also be a bit more responsible in not fanning the flames of fear into our people, thinking something is what it isn't. Politics is a dirty game, however, and I get it, I see it. Moves are always made, and everything has seemingly become strategic these days. In saying all of that, though, I love seeing people, especially Māori and non, coming together in such a powerful way. I also love the fact that the New Zealand Corporation flag was nowhere to be seen, because that flag is illegitimate and was never gazetted, and the only flag that has ever been officially acknowledged is Te Kara o Wakameninga o Ngā Hapu o Nuterini. But that is a different kōrero. I'll be back next Saturday. Māori ora.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We need to be being resilient, we need to be being strong, we need to be together, discussing the big ideas, the ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss, and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been our tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritised over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look, and you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media.
I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media. Only on RCR.